sprouts and mayonnaise and French bread hereinafter referred to as delectable ingredients.
Right. You got all that?
Yeah. You want a number four.
Exactly.
He's Mike Schultz.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I'll take it.
That's hysterical.
Thank you, Nancy Sinatra.
Well done.
That ooey, gooey, sticky Hollywood.
Yeah.
Can be a panic. He's the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. He's the movie critic there as well. Read his reviews online at rcreader.com. And he joins us here now live on the Dave and Darren Show to talk about the movies he saw since last we spoke. And
morning, guys.
For the life of me, when you got here this morning, I couldn't remember a single one.
Nah, I'm at that point of the summer, too.
It's like, what did I see? August comes out, it's just kind of there, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part. Every once in a while, you get lucky. You get, like, Inglourious Bastards or something. But generally, it's kind of lame.
Yeah.
You know. But I didn't have a bad time this past weekend,
actually. We've got four movies opening up today. This segment is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures out there on 53rd, isn't it, Darren?
Excuse me. Excuse me, I need my things.
Yes.
Rave Motion Pictures on 53rd features the IMAX Theater. They've got 18 screens, and you can sign up, as Darren does, to get updates on your email as to what movies are available and showtimes and all that stuff.
They're Friday morning, they're waiting there for you. Dave mentioned they've got the IMAX, also the free refills on the large soda pops and popcorn. So go to ravemotionpictures.com.
Let's talk about what you saw that you liked.
I really liked Final Destination 5.
You did.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really gory.
It was really
fun and funny. Yeah. Best one since the second one, I thought.
Yeah.
It was a hoot.
People are really getting their heads taken off.
Yeah, it's terrible. The opening bridge collapse is really well done, but the good one comes right after that. The first one to go is a gymnast who's on the uneven parallel bars.
Uh-huh.
It ends exactly the way every time you watch one of those on TV, you're like, please don't let this horrible thing happen that I know is going to happen. That's exactly what happens.
It's like,
I'm not going to spoil it. Just in case.
Come on, really?
Should I spoil it?
Well, the thing obviously snaps.
No,
it doesn't.
No, it's the dismount.
Okay.
It's what happens when on the dismount when you're like, please don't do this.
Right.
And she's flying.
That's what happens. Yeah. It just hurts. Oh. And it's you go, then you laugh.
So you get a nervous giggle about it afterwards.
That's the whole movie. It sets up these accidents that you're like, oh, she's gonna die this way. Nope, maybe that way. Nope. And then it turns out it's just stupid human error and.
You find yourself surprised by some of the way quality kills in this movie?
I had a really good time. Yeah, actually, pretty much all of them, I think. I was like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
That's all I ask from these movies.
Yeah.
It was great. I had a great time.
Final Destination 5, Mike likes.
I'd see it again. It was fun. What else?
Nervous giggling in the theater.
Yeah, it was great. It was a fun one to see at the theater, I got to admit. Yeah. I saw the Glee concert. Nobody else did. But, boy, that thing tanked.
Now, I've watched maybe 5 minutes of the Glee, and I really only watch to see when Jane Lynch is doing her insults to the one fella, because I think that's hilarious.
she's great.
But I've been led to believe that this is, like, the biggest thing going. So how is it nobody goes to see the movie?
I think it's that I can see it for free. I can see it for free every week. And
it's not the show.
And it's not the show. It doesn't move the narrative forward. It's, you know, they're in character on stage, but they're just singing, basically. And so if you're a Glee fan, you've seen all these numbers before. They're even wearing the same costumes. They're doing the same choreography. I had a good time. It moved fast. It was cool. It's irritating, and it's money-grubbing, and it's just a commercial for itself, but... It was passable.
And it'll be out on DVD probably in
within
a
minutes.
Weeks.
Yeah. And then I saw 30 Minutes or Less, the one with Michael.
Right.
God, I keep saying it. I keep saying Michael Cera. It's not. It's Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
They're the same.
Easy mistake
person.
To make. Yeah.
Wow,
so this
crazy.
Is the kid that's got the bomb strapped
to him. Got the bomb strapped to him. It's not awful.
Yeah.
It's got about a half dozen good jokes, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But man, oh man, Nick Swartzen. He's actually okay in the movie. Danny McBride.
Yeah.
What can be done about Danny McBride? What is his? I don't get it. What is his deal? I know you like him, right?
I get a kick out of he's funny in Pineapple Express.
Yeah, he is funny in that.
He is okay in that. Yeah,
and I get a kick out of him on the Eastbound and Down.
I liked
TV
him in Tropic
show.
Thunder actually too. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
But smaller is better for Danny McBride, I think.
I just don't get it.
I mean, he's just kind of apathetically hostile is the way I describe him, because he's like mean, but not in a mean way. Just Just I'm grumpy.
I'm not going to put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, he's like a petulant 40-year-old. He's just like, you know, whatever. I just hate everything. He's bored. You know, it's like, well, that's a boring comic routine, I think.
The one note that he plays over and over again. I'll give you that.
But it's a note you enjoy, so that's cool. I mean,
yeah,
it's like me with Jack Black. I inherently giggle at anything Jack Black does. Unless it's Gulliver's Travels.
See, but that's a guy whose one note I've heard too many times.
Yes, okay.
I'd rather have the Danny McBride than the Jack Black.
Oh,
heavens,
see?
Yes.
Okay.
Heavens,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow, I just sure wouldn't. All right. So he's in it a lot, and that really dulls the fun. But Aziz Ansari's got some really good kind of motor mouth routines. Swardson's funny.
So, okay.
Not bad. Yeah, okay. Not bad. So, okay, not a bad weekend, all things considered there.
Yeah.
What is my quartet for this weekend?
Four movies opening up in the local Quad City theaters today. Well, let's begin with Fright Night. Now, this is a remake of a horror movie that we loved when we were kids.
Yeah.
With Roddy McDowall and Chris Sarandon. Who was the teenager in that one?
I don't know, actually.
This one's got that Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Yeah, he's fun.
And Anton Yelchin.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good. Yeah.
Here's a clip from Fright Night, which is in theaters today.
I really hate to be the one to tell you this, but that guy, your neighbor, yeah, he's a vampire, man.
My neighbor?
Yeah.
Next door?
Yeah.
Jerry, I just met him.
Okay, Jerry.
That is a terrible vampire name, Jerry.
I didn't name him, man. I'm just reporting the facts.
You read way too much Twilight.
That's fiction, okay? This is real. He's a real monster, and he's not brooding or lovesick or noble. He's the shark from Jaws. He kills, he feeds, and he doesn't stop until everybody around him is dead. And I seriously am so angry you think I read Twilight.
See, now he's probably one note, but that note cracks me up too.
Yeah, it's McLovin.
McLovin.
Yeah.
It's the McLovin routine.
I'll tell you this. When the shark, when the vampire got compared to Jaws, you just sold Darren some tickets.
I perked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Ooh. Is it possible Jaws will be in this movie?
Greatest superhero ever.
Darren believes that Jaws is a superhero movie.
Oh, so, really? Okay.
That's my take on it.
That's good. You got reasoning for that?
No, he just said, who's your favorite superhero one
went
day,
Jaws?
And I said Jaws.
Okay. All right.
See, and my argument is that Jaws is the villain in that movie, but he doesn't want to hear that.
He's an anti-hero.
He would say
Let's
even
say
the
that.
Protagonist.
Also opening today in the theater, there's another Anne Hathaway movie for some reason. She and Jim Sturgess meet on a college graduation day and proceed to reunite one day a year for the next 20 years. It's called One Day. I liked it better when it was called Same Time Next Year
with
Alan Alda and...
the lovely Ellen Burstyn.
Ellen Burstyn, who is
and here's
drunk on a plane with a baby in her belly.
What they should
have
called it is, the reality is this will peter out after about 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do it three times.
Yeah, that's now I'm bored.
That's enough.
Yeah,
I got.
We got Facebook. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. What? Well, let's play the clip and discuss this.
You know, we've never actually met.
Actually, we have several times.
Oh, have we?
You gatecrashed my birthday party, called me Julie, and spilled red wine down my top.
Ouch.
No. She's doing an English accent.
Yeah. Yeah. She's done that before.
No. That's enough.
Okay.
Sorry,
all right.
No, not at all. You're delightful.
No, was I?
No. No, you weren't.
Look, if you're not Julie, then...
I'm Emma.
Emma.
Emma Morley.
Emma Morley. Oh, listen, I'll walk you home.
No, not
at all. Is there no English actresses who could have played that role? None?
Wow.
Zero? Emily Blunt was busy? I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. I like her, but, you know, yeah, it's maybe stop taking roles from
the parts. Now, wait. You know more about this stuff. You're an actual actor. You can say this better than I can. Is that a terrible English accent?
It didn't sound very good.
No, it didn't. It sounded like
Anne Hathaway doing
someone trying to do a very proper British accent.
It's like when Gwyneth Paltrow tries it. Stop it.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah.
Here's a list of American actresses who can pass as English. All right? What's her name? Squinty-eyed Fatso.
Renee Zellweger.
That's it. End of list.
Squinty-eyed Fatso?
Well, in those movies.
Wow, no, I'm with you. I understand.
In those movies, she's a little chunky.
Yeah.
That's the end of the list.
Okay.
That's it.
Otherwise, why bother?
All right.
Moving on.
Also opening today in theaters, another remake from an 80s movie we loved so well as kids, Conan the Barbarian. The savage warrior is the only hope of saving the nations of Hyboria
from an encroaching reign of supernatural evil. Here's a little bit of Conan the Barbarian in theaters today.
I see a journey. A man crossing the sands.
A knight.
A warrior.
Let me ask you this. How good is James Earl Jones in the original Conan?
Pretty great, as
Isn't
I recall.
Isn't he great?
I haven't seen it in a long time, but yeah, pretty great, and, as I remember.
His costume.
And Mako is the sidekick?
Oh, yeah.
So that's about
geez, now I want to see that
it's
again.
It's a perfect movie. Why are you remaking it?
Yeah, as it's so, time.
Does Arnold then make a cameo or no?
I don't know.
No.
Is a grandfather, maybe?
With a shirt that says, like... baby daddy.
I don't think they're trying to make it. Finally, we have a movie opening in theaters in Smell-O-Vision, where kids will be given cards and told to smell them at different parts of the movie.
Yeah.
This is
because we need
kids.
To distract kids more at the movies.
You know what would be good? Give kids a card that says, shut your little mouths, the movie's playing.
My, I already scratched it all.
That's the card.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, sure, they'll scratch it all as soon as they get in. Yeah.
Now, kids, don't scratch until we tell
scratched
you to scratch.
Scratched it all, I need
Have
another
Have
you
one. Ever met a child? They're not going to do that. I wouldn't do that.
I'll just take a little sniff.
Do you remember that John Waters movie that was done in Odorvision or Smell-O-Rama or whatever? Polyester came out. It was with Divine, and yet they made you smell vomit and stuff. Yeah, that's what this is reminding me of. Yeesh.
Well, Spy Kids all the time in the world, the fourth in the franchise. A retired secret agent, now juggling a family, is called back into action when a maniacal villain threatens to take over the planet. Do you want to hear some of the
yeah.
Spy Kids?
Even though we can't smell it?
The only thing harder than being the world's top spy is keeping the secret.
I have to go on an important mission. I mean, Erin.
From her kids.
There's something she's hiding from us.
Looks like we've been set up.
Who the heck are these guys?
Enter the panic room now.
Hello, children. I am a spy.
This is a prank.
This is not a prank.
The dog is talking.
Give me five.
So she's pregnant in this thing.
Is she?
Yeah.
Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
Because I saw something. I saw a little, and she's pregnant in it.
Well, that's, I guess, kind of novel.
Yeah.
Not since Fargo have we seen.
So I'm hoping there's not a point where her water breaks and they're like, kids, scratch your card now. Oh, no.
I won't do it.
No.
You can't make me.
Oh, God. Ricky Gervais, did I hear that voice correctly, by the way? Is that Ricky Gervais?
Okay. Well, all right. If you say so.
Well, that will depress me.
Look, you're not
going
to go
I'm
see
not
this.
Going to see
you
this.
Can't.
Nope, nope. We're not
at
even.
At some point in the trailer, the dog shoots ball bearings out of his anus.
Right.
Oh God.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah. So.
It's like Vegas all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go again.
Jeez.
So those are the movies that are opening. How many of those
Wow, when is
see?
It September? How many more weeks do I have?
You got a while, buddy.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I mean, of all those, maybe I'd see Conan, but I love the original so well, I don't want any.
Fright Night, I'm not worried about. I figure at the least it'll be. Yeah, at least it'll be.
It's a vampire named Jerry.
Right? Yeah. Christopher Mintz Plus.
And Conan is the guy who plays Drogo on the Game of Thrones.
So I hear. I've never seen that show, have you?
I'm reading the books.
Ah.
I haven't seen the
show yet. I
might
have to do that before I see it. Yeah, I'm dying to see it. I hear it's good.
The books are so good.
Yeah, seriously?
Oh, my
God.
Okay. Oh, they're so good.
Ooh, good. All right.
Well, we should do a segment on books every once in a while.
We really should do
that. Okay, then.
Let's do it.
We just lost Darren.
He's Mike Schultz. We're David Darren.
Fancy book learning?
You let me know which Fridays you're going to do that.
Hey, what you reading for?
I'll cut out early.
God bless you, Bill Hicks. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.